Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
You're not Henry Jekyll. The voice isn't his. The words aren't his. What have you done with him?
He's here with me.
Then let him come out.
No, he can never come out.
I'm giving you fair warning. You leave me no choice but to break in the door.
Oh, have you no pity? Can't you let me stay here in my agony?
No, come out of here. What, Joe?
Yeah. Pity, you fiend. Did you have pity on my wife?
Let her go, fool. There's no point in talking anymore.
What should we do, sir? Shall I get an axe and break in the door?
No, we can't do that. Things have got beyond our control now. We must call in the police.
You mean because of...
We must not touch her. Nothing must be moved.
Could I stay with her, sir? Please. I can't bear to think of her being alone in this dark, dismal place.
Are you sure you feel able to bear it, Poole?
Now that the first shock is over, I feel calmer, sir.
All the same, I think Thomas had better remain with you. Bradshaw and I'll go back to the house. I'll send someone around to the police station right away. Then I'll come back to you.
Could we take one of those pieces of cloth over there and just cover her up, sir?
Yes. Thomas, come and help me.
Oh, my poor girl. My poor girl. She did it because I asked her to. I should never have asked her. I'll never forgive myself. Never. As long as I live.
There. That hides her from your sight. Come along, Bradshaw. We'll go. Bradshaw, you go to the police station and tell them what's happened. Tell them to hurry. We know Hyde's locked in that room now, but at any moment he might take it into his head to break out.
Yes, sir. I'll go right away.
Is that you, Dr. Lane?
Oh, Helen, I was just coming to look for you.
What did you find in there? Is she dead?
Yes. It was instantaneous, I should think.
How dreadful. How unspeakably dreadful. What are you going to do?
I've just sent Bradshaw for the police.
The police?
There's no alternative.
I know. So that's to be the end. The gallows. Strange. He told me once of a prophecy. An old gypsy woman on a windswept heath. She warned him that this would be his fate.
Who were you talking about? Did you know Edward Hyde?
Edward Hyde? Yes. Yes, I knew him. But I knew Henry Jekyll best.
Helen, look at me. Do you feel all right?
I know what you're thinking. Poole told you that I've been ill, didn't he?
Yes.
They thought I'd gone out of my mind. It wasn't so. And you needn't look at me as though you're afraid of it again. I know what I know. And soon you'll see it and know it too.
Can't you tell me what you mean?
I can't tell you. You must see for yourself. You must look on a sight that will freeze the blood in your veins and shake your very life to its foundation.
Helen, what are you talking about?
Oh, don't ask me. There are no words. You must wait and see what you will see.
That's the police. They'll have every man they've got to surround the place.
But there's something else. Open the window and have a look. Look! Just look at those people. Where have they come from?
Goodness only knows.
They're coming this way. Look, the police are forming a cordon to keep them back. How do they get to know?
There only needs to be a whisper of the name of Hyde to rouse them to frenzy. I don't think there's ever been a man before who so filled the common people with loathing. Every man, woman, and child in England has heard of his crimes.
Oh, I can't bear it. Shut the window. Don't let me see.
There. That'll be the police. I'll go down and let them in. Will you wait here?
Yes. Yes, I'll wait.
I think you'd be wise to remain in this room. Things may be a little bit unpleasant downstairs.
Do you think I can shut away the horrors of tonight by shutting the door? Oh, go, go. One or two more. What does it matter? If the end must come, let it be soon.
Spoke to him through the door, Dr. Lanyon.
Yes, just a few minutes ago, Inspector. He can't get out without our knowing it. There's only one door.
Is anybody keeping watch?
Yes, two men. I don't think we ought to delay too long. He's been out once tonight, and we want no more murders.
You're right, we don't. I'll get my men. The whole place is surrounded now, but we need half a dozen or so to be with us when we break in.
You've got tools?
Yes, an axe and a crowbar.
You'll need them. The door's particularly thick and strong.
Let's get started, then. The men are waiting outside. I'll call them in. This is a strange-looking place. What was it used for?
Well, Dr. Jekyll was very interested in chemical research, Inspector. He has his laboratory out here.
And he and that beast Hyde have been shut up together for the past week.
As far as I know, they have been. But none of us knew about Hyde until tonight.
What on earth could a fine gentleman like the doctor be doing with a brute like that?
Heaven only knows. That's what I've been asking myself ever since I knew.
Well, we'll soon find out. A lot of mysteries are going to be cleared up tonight, I fancy.
Here we are. I'll open the door and let you in. Are you there, Poole?
Yes, sir. Here.
I've brought Inspector Martin and some of his men. Has anything happened since I left? Listen, Inspector. You can hear him now.
Doesn't sound human.
No more he is. Look what he did to my wife. Oh, just look. Isn't that the work of a fiend?
Steady on, old man. You shouldn't have stayed here so long. Do you think the poor soul could be taken across to the house now, Inspector? We thought it better not to move her till you came. But there's no doubt about who did it.
None at all. Yes, there's no point in leaving her here any longer. Ted, you and Harry carry her across. We'll be able to do the job without you. I don't think he'll put up much of a fight from the sound of him.
I wouldn't depend on that if I were you.
Oh, we're all armed. If he shows the least sign of trouble, we'll know how to settle him. No, I'd hate to cheat the hangman of his job.
Hanging's too good for him. If I had my way...
Never mind, Poole, my poor fellow. We know how you feel. But Hyde will pay the penalty. Never fear.
Are you ready, men?
Yes, sir.
All ready.
I'll go up to the door. Have your guns ready and be prepared for anything.
Yes, sir.
Open this door in the name of the law.
No.
Edward Hyde, I command you to open this door and come out, or I'll give orders for it to be smashed down.
No, I can't.
I will count three. One. Two. Three. Come along, George and Bert. Don't waste time. Down with it.
Helen, my dear, you must go back to the house. This is no place for you.
Oh, it is. I must be here. You don't understand. Please don't break in that door. You don't know what's there.
We know that the murderer of two innocent people is there.
And something else. Dr. Lanyon, you're his friend. Don't you realize what you're doing?
Helen, you mustn't get excited like this. You must calm down. What's come over you? Would you have us let this creature go?
Oh, but I love him. No matter what he's done or what he's guilty of, I love him.
In pity's name, what are you talking about?
Henry Jekyll. They're the same person. Jekyll and Hyde. If you destroy one, you destroy the other. Oh, can't you understand?
What on earth is she talking about? I haven't got the faintest idea. Helen, please go back to the house. You don't know what you're saying.
I do, I do. Oh, won't anyone believe me? I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it. He came to my house. He swallowed the drug. And I saw him change.
Dr. Lanyon, I think we'd better take her away, sir. This is how she was when the doctor was so worried over her.
Yes, I can see that for myself. Helen, dear, I want you to do as I ask. Won't you go back to the house and leave this grim business to us? Heaven alone knows what we'll see when we do break in that door.
I know what you'll see. You'll see a sight that will strike you dumb with horror, that will freeze the blood in your veins. But I must see it too. I've seen so much, suffered so much. I must see the end. Tell them to go on. I'll be calm. I know it has to be.
Go on, men. Smash in the door!